How's the fire over there? What's going on? Is Malibu on fire?
Yeah, it's on fire.
My God.
The air
Still
quality
going
is
on?
bad. You can see, like when you turn out of our complex, you could see like the whole view of the valley, and then at the very end of the view, you see the Santa Monica Mountains, and then past that's Malibu. So you could see like the smoke like all
My
across,
God.
like yeah,
That's
it's bad.
terrible. Can you smell it from there or no? It's not windy
I
enough.
can't smell fire. Oh, it's very windy. We have the Santa Ana winds up here, so it brings the. Actually, we have a guest. Can you hear him?
Is that Taylor?
Can you hear? He looks like one of those Precious Moments dolls. Valentine looks like one of those. You know those Precious Moments? Those like cute little tacky dolls with the eyes, the like puppy eyes that look up at you.
Oh, I know,
That's
right?
what Valentine looks like.
Oh, my
Hey.
God.
It's on fire over here, and
It's cold and raining here. Windy,
yeah.
cold, raining, miserable.
Nice.
Better move to Croatia, where we can see
Yeah.
Vanya and Joshka, her new date. Overall, we saw a lot of Vanya and, her new date, Joshka. And then we saw Brian and Ingrid, and then
Sunny and
Joe and
Bea.
Magda, Vea and Sunny, and a little bit less of Niles, Matilda, and Faith and
And Lauren
Laura.
and Faith too, we saw a little bit of.
Yeah, a little bit of it. But we did see a lot of the other couples that we had not seen before.
Right.
So first they showed Vanya and Joshka, our new date. They went kayaking and this guy is a bodybuilder, that's
He looks like he belongs in like Croatian KGB.
ex-KGB
Croatian KGB. Yeah.
I
But
know.
he also like it seems
He could
perfect for
crush
her.
you with his hands.
Yeah. But he also seems perfect for her because he's like, he loves everything about her that Bojo didn't. I was
Right,
like,
right.
oh my
Yeah,
God.
he's
Like
really
he's
into that
like
energy, yeah.
he likes her energy. He likes that she's touchy feely. He li and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, they
There really
probably
is someone out there for everyone, isn't
Yeah, and they
there?
made out and everything, and they
Kiss
probably
off that.
when the cameras left, I'm sure they he stayed over or something.
Yeah,
Yeah.
no. It's like they really they it's like cute. I'm always watching the show and I'm like,
Right.
aw, and then it turns into like,
Yeah, there we
oh,
go. I
guys,
know, right?
just can we stop, please?
Yeah, everything was happening quickly, and she
I'm happy
invited
for
him. They
her.
went kayaking, and they really enjoyed their time together. And they were even hugging and kissing on the beach. And then
I
she invites
know,
him
yeah.
up to her apartment. They order food. This guy's like a bodybuilder, and she's vegan, so they
But
order
she
some vegan
also cares a
food.
lot about like her body and all that. They seem to be a
Yeah,
good match in that sense, so.
exactly. Everything was going fine until Yoshiko starts talking about he's fostering a child.
Oh.
And he said, because she asked him, have you lived in Split all your life? And he said, no, I went to Zagreb for a while, and he fostered a child that it's not even 1 year yet. But I don't know, I feel like if you're single, how can you adopt a child if it's just one person? I
It's
thought
not America, but
it
it's
usually
not the
has to be a
US.
couple, and
We don't know what the laws are like over there, but how
right.
old is the kid?
He's not even 1 year old yet.
Oh my God. So he's been fostering like a baby?
And she
Wait,
said,
does she want kids?
no, that's the whole thing. Because Vanya said, first she said that there's
Wait,
no,
who the fuck was watching the baby while he was on his date with her?
oh no, I don't think the baby, I don't know if the baby, that's the question. I don't know if the baby is in Zagreb or is in Split. I'm not sure what the situation is. because, you know, he hasn't adopted the child yet. He's planning on adopting the child. And Vanya kind of explains that there's no surrogacy in Croatia allowed. It's illegal. So, you know, you have to adopt, you know, a child. And
that's crazy.
I don't know how you can adopt a child.
Why is surrogacy illegal?
One parent. You know, it's definitely, you can't do it here for sure, but I don't know how it could be done. And once he brings up this conversation about a child and a kid, you know, and then she kind of, you know, cools off a little bit about, you know, getting closer together, because she says, well, if I go back to America and he has to take care of a child, then how are we going to see each other? And, you know, because she's thinking, you know, marriage and, you know, all of that stuff. And so that's, and he even said that, like, he was talking to the on camera and he's saying, you know, I always meet these women that as soon as I start talking about having, you know, fostering or adopting a child, they back off.
That's so weird. It's like the opposite of America.
Right. And Vanya is like, you know, I wish she was a little bit, you know, welcoming it a little bit. And then she kind of said that, like, how are we going to continue our relationship if there's a child involved? So that ended that. And, you know, I don't know, but he seemed to be enjoying her, you know, being with her. And, you know, he was definitely into her energy.
Yeah.
And I think he's looking for someone to get married with, and, you know, to have that kind of a situation, your mom and dad, to be able to raise a family. So he's already in that territory, and I don't think Vanya is ready for that.
No. That's too bad.
We saw Brian and Ingrid. Brian talked to his sister a little bit.
And, omitting.
Yeah. All the things he, you know, he doesn't
that he's responsible for
what he has done, you know.
No,
and you know, and so yeah, you know, his sister is wondering, is she if Ingrid wants the green card and this and that. So that plant is in that seed is planted in his head, and then they go out to see each other for, I guess, breakfast or lunch the night. This is the next day after. He told her that, you know, he was married 4 times and engaged 3 times.
Right. Yeah.
And he says, well, I really don't understand that the space that you're asking for, that you need time to think about things. He's, what is there to think about? And, you know, and then he says, well, why didn't, if, you know, because Ingrid is like, I need time. And he says, then why did you accept me paying for the hotel you're staying? Why did you accept that the trip we're on now? He's like kind of accusing her of taking advantage of him. And he builds up to a point where he says, oh.
She didn't f-ing know then,
like,
maybe?
Like, you know, he's thinking that, oh, maybe you want me for the, you know, coming to U.S. and getting a green card. And then that's when she loses it and she just leaves, you know, because there's nothing to say anymore.
With Brian, it's almost like he's like, oh, I'm hurt. What can I say to her to just be like, meh, and just throw it back in her face? Mm-hmm. Like, he has nothing. He doesn't want to sit with the discomfort that comes with being judged, rightfully so. And he's just like, you're using me. And it's like, no, like, you wanted to wine and dine her, first of all.
Right.
How much tarof is she going to do?
Right.
And for those who don't know what tarof is like something in Iranian culture where it's like, you're like, no, no, no. You're like constantly trying to evade or refuse nice things. It's an etiquette thing. How much do you want her to do that? First of all, even if she did, you would have insisted anyway.
Right.
And she just found, she didn't know then. Had she known all of that then, I'm sure she would have acted differently with you, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, things with Brian just kept piling up and piling up, and all the lies, all the expectations. When you tell someone that, oh, one day I'm not going to be able to take care of myself. I need somebody to be there. And, you know, when I'm older, be like a caregiver. And she's like, I'm not going to do that. You know, how old is she? She's 33.
In her 30s, yeah.
And he's 51. Like, in 10 years, you want me to, you know, when I'm in my 40s, you want me to be your full-time nurse. I mean, aren't they, like, services for, you know, there must be.
If he's talking about, like, the in-between moments when the nurse isn't there, that's one thing. But, like, he's yeah. making it seem as though, like, he's looking for...
No.
I don't know. No.
You don't start a relationship with lying and, you know, trying to accuse the other person not be able to do math and add the numbers up and not telling her about how many times you were married or engaged beforehand. You know, you can't just, you know, pop that on her and expect her to act like as if nothing has happened.
Yeah.
So you have to be more honest. And he just, from the beginning, he threw too much at her. And she was still processing. She had a hard time accepting all these, you know, issues that he had, you know, the lies and the deceit that just made it worse. So I think that they're pretty much over. I mean, next on, I think they're just saying goodbye to each other.
As they should.
Right. So I got two people knocked off of my disappointing people. Bojo, who's out.
And you're picking them off one by one. And
number one is going to be out. Yay, Brian is going to be out.
Can someone get rid of Adnan? So come on. Can you put his energy there? Put your hatred there.
Yeah, I wonder why they don't show much of Adnan and Tiger Lily. It's, and I want to see more. I don't think it's working out between the two of them. And they're on vacation in Turkey. So they're going to be there for like 2 weeks, I think. So I don't know. I don't know what could be.
I mean, how long have they been there already at this point where we've seen them? I'm curious.
Weeks. It's not even like I don't know. It's not even a full month yet that they've spent time together. And she already applied for everything for him. Him being here, I think, is going to be more interesting. When he is in our, you know, in this situation in the U.S. and he sees all these men and women just talking to each other, just, you know, hugging and kissing and nothing matters. And, you know, I want to see his reaction to all of that, which is going to be
interesting. You think that's going to happen this season, though? No, right?
Probably not. That's when he, that's after, you know, the 90 days that he's going to be here.
Yeah.
To get his green card. They showed a lot of Joe and Magda. I want to say her name properly.
Out of respect, because no one else does.
When you keep saying Magna.
Magma.
I don't know which one. I don't know which one is worse. Joe calling Magda Magna all the time. Like, he doesn't even correct himself. After everybody, like the producers ask him, her name is Magda. Why you keep calling her Magna? And he says, and then between that and Veo's nails drive me crazy.
They're gross.
They are so gross. Just make
you want to know why? It's because her complexion is the same exact color.
Yeah.
So it's like, it looks like a extension of her fingers. So it looks very like.
All right. So like she's translucent. Anatomical. Basically.
In a way, yeah, like there's just white. Something about it. Like, can we just put color on them or something?
She looks much better on the interviews. And, you know, they do a better makeup on her than she does to herself. So I don't know which one's worse. I just like every time Joe says Magna and or I see Vaya's nails, it's just like, I don't know. I guess Joe is more annoying because you already know her name. Just say it properly.
I know.
So anyway, they showed them next, Joe and Magda, and they were still in the Airbnb, and then they decide to go to her apartment. And before they go to the apartment, they go do a little shopping, and they go to this farmer's market or like outdoor market. And Joe says, well, I've never seen anything like this before. This is very strange. It's like, what are you talking about? It's an outdoor market. It's like, he's from Jersey. Haven't you seen like outdoor markets?
He's also Italian.
Farmer's market, anything similar to that?
He's Italian from Jersey. You're telling Italians have like markets that everywhere.
I know.
Like, come on, guys.
And then they go into the store and he tries to, you know, talks Polish a little bit. And she says, you know, she tells him, you know, these Polish words that, you know, he can say. And he's okay with it. And he says it and it's, you know, the lady says, yeah, you know, you're right. And, you know, and she says, what do you want now? And then he says, potatoes. And then she says, how much potatoes do you want? And one, two, and he says, 2 kilos. Not knowing, 2 kilos is like 4 pounds of potatoes.
He should know what 2 kilos is.
I don't know. He's like, I don't know if Joe knows anything beside real estate. If that, you know. He doesn't know anything.
If he even knows real estate to begin with.
Right.
Yeah. And,
So they buy the potatoes and other stuff.
What is that, like 5 or 6 potatoes?
No, it was more than that. I mean, they get to the apartment and he says, oh, why don't you, you know, settle down and I'll cook some dinner for us. And, you know, he starts cooking. And I think she went to take a shower. She went outside. She did something else. I don't remember. And then he starts cooking this pasta that looked horrible on TV. It's like shiny sauce. It's like flat pasta and then some shiny red sauce on top of it. It's like, what the hell did you make? What is that?
Again, you're Italian, Joe.
I know.
Exactly. Come on. Come on.
So, yeah. And while they're eating the dinner, he starts questioning her about the German guy. And he says, so what happened, you know? And she starts explaining more. And as she's explaining, she's getting more annoyed with him. Like, because he comes up with, like, he says, like, oh, 3 months you were together here? Well, that's not enough time to getting to know each other. So she's kind of thinking, like, well, if he's saying 3 months is not enough, what is he expecting of me? You know, how long does he expect us to go, you know, be together before I can go to America? And then she says, well, we talked about me coming to America and meeting your parents. And, you know, how are you supposed to get a visa? Are you just a tourist visa? Or is she talking about a K-1 visa? I wasn't quite sure what the hell she was talking about.
I'm surprised people from Poland can't just come to the U.S.
I don't know.
Isn't Poland part of the EU? Doesn't EU have something with America?
I think it is, yeah.
Like, why is that? Like, why can't she just come?
Right.
On a tourist. Does she need a tourist visa if it's like only a weekend or a week or something? Like, that. And also, like, it amazes me how little these couples know about each other. What the fuck are you guys talking about? How do you not know
how you
that
not ask these questions?
Like, what? How do you not know?
I know. And then she gets really upset. And then she gets up and she leaves. And, you know, that was the end of that.
Wah, wah.
Yeah. So next we see Vea and Sunny talking to each other at breakfast.
Oh, my God. Sunny gets a gold star.
Yeah.
My God. I take back what I said.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago. Well, I don't. I don't take it back because he even recognized his behavior was poor. But like,
the way he blew up. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very proud of him. I don't know what happened. But wow.
Well, because Vea told him that I love you. I want to be with you. And She was clear on that.
Yeah, but she was saying that.
He kind of understood. That's what, you know. And, you know.
Yeah, but she all, I mean, yes and no. Because even while she was sitting there, she was still saying, I still want Rory as a friend. And he was still able to, he was being very mature. He was like, I get that. Right. Cool. I think he was able to communicate, like, yeah. I'm not comfortable with him being here because this is a trip for you and me.
Right. Great. So what happens tomorrow if they come to US and I'm going to go meet Rory for a little bit? What is he going to say? How is he going to react? We don't know. He's happy that Rory's leaving South Africa.
So, he's like, yeah, you can tell him to go book his trip. Yeah,
yeah, cool. things will be better. And it's going to be better now because you're in South Africa. But once you come to US, then what's going to happen? They're still going to be friends. I mean, I'm not sure if he has clicked yet. Maybe he's just judging it based on, because he said like things will be better once you're gone. He was talking to, they went on the safari, and then they had to pee, so the guy stops the car and she gets out, and while she gets out to pee, these two start Sonny starts talking to Rory and really, apologize and ask for forgiveness. You know, he kind of said that it's my culture. In my culture, if I hurt you, I ask for forgiveness, which was a nice thing to say. If I hurt you, I ask for forgiveness. So that's why I'm asking you to forgive what I said. You know, he said that. He also said that he felt insecure and trust issues, and he brought all those things up, and Rory kind of appreciated that, and he told him that.
I like that.
Yeah, and by then, Vea was done with peeing, and she goes back in the car, and they drive off. And then, at the end, they talk about, Rory brings up the question of, have you introduced Vea to your parents? And the topic comes up, and Vea says that, he wants me to cover my tattoos and wear a modest dress to go so his dad. And Sonny's trying to say, like, I'm not that religious, but my dad is. So if you want to meet my dad, you have to be a little more modest looking,
Right.
And Rory's listening to this conversation, and he's thinking to himself, like, Vea is so stubborn. Man, you have no idea. So he was glad that it was Sonny and not him that had to deal with the situation, Just wear a turtleneck or something and go meet his dad, for God's sake. You don't have to, be there all the time. Just a meeting so, he can get his approval.
Yeah. I get that. It's like how people go to church, It's like you're going to church, dress differently, and then Monday go back to being you.
All right. I think Rory said that he's booking, he booked a trip to leave tomorrow or the day after or something like that. Rory's getting the f*** out of there. It's like, I had enough of this. I mean, he has a life here. He wants to come back and do whatever. He wasn't planning on spending all his time by himself in South Africa.
Yeah.
That's
fair. But I don't know. Whenever I try to change a flight, it's always more expensive. So
I don't know. All right. So I really felt bad for Niles this episode because things are really falling apart on this guy.
Because of his parents?
Mostly it's his fault. I mean, he has no job. He has no money. He has no place.
Whoa. We don't know why he was let go or fired.
We have no idea. The last scene they showed him before leaving overseas was when he was working at this location. So I don't know if that was, something that they allowed it to be filmed at that look, that workplace. And then
it might have been something like
the next day they said, goodbye. We'll see you.
Honestly, something that happened to a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Who will remain nameless, but maybe listening to this podcast.
Right.
Was back when we were working at Apple.
Uh-huh.
retail stores. He had requested time off.
We're widening our audience, aren't we?
Oh, shit. Now we're never going to get Apple to allow us to post on Apple Podcasts. God damn it. Go we're going to stay on Spotify forever. When we were working at the Apple store, this person had requested time off. And they were like, no.
Right.
And he needed like, it was like a week or two. He was going to a foreign country.
Right.
And they were like, no. And he was like, oh, well, he didn't get fired. Well, that's different. But he was like, okay, well, I quit. He had to like quit because they didn't give him the PTO.
Oh.
So, really? Or the time off at all.
Wow.
So I wonder if Niles, I don't know how long he's been in Ghana, but if he maybe he had asked for a long period of time and they like retaliated or they did something where it was like,
yeah,
maybe there was something involving his trip. I don't know.
Yeah, I really, not too many workplaces going to allow you to leave for, I don't know how long he's going to be in Ghana. Is it 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
I'm saying nobody, especially if he has like a weeks. Job, I mean, like how weeks, I was I working.
But 3 weeks out of the question. You know, nobody does that.
I'm saying, especially if his job was like the job that I had at that time, which was like a per diem. It was a per diem job. Like if you didn't come in, you didn't get paid that day. So but if then, he was working a job like that, like, I wouldn't doubt it. If it's evil and people get fired all the time because of stuff.
Yeah, he
like
was going to spend the total time 2 weeks in Ghana. That's what he was going to do. But
I wouldn't be surprised if they let him go.
And then they showed him talking to his dad on the phone. I don't know if it was mom and dad or it was just his dad.
I think it was both of his parents.
And they were saying, no way, you don't know this person. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And he was just getting more and more upset about it. And he was telling them, I'm getting married tomorrow. And she's going to be my wife. And that's that. And they were not having any of it. And
I mean, would you if you were his parent?
Yeah, because they don't know her. I mean, once they get to know her, maybe, you know, they'll change their opinion.
I know, but would you have condoned it if you were his parent? No, you would have been like, come the f- back home.
Right.
You would not have been like, great idea, son.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, because, you don't know the person. I mean, again, it's, you know. You just hear things, you know, about that person, and you're going to go all the way to another continent to marry someone that, you're going to meet for the first time, and then you're going to get married in 2 weeks and come back, and you don't have money, you don't have a place, you don't have a job, and you really don't have the money to get yourself to the airport and back. I guess it's a two-way trip. You know, ticket that he has, but he doesn't have any money, period. And Matilda asked her brother to, you know, lend him some money, but that's not going to be enough. That just covers his tux or whatever. And then he was going to ask Mr. Ark about borrowing the rest of the money. And Mr. Ark is not going to be happy about that. They haven't showed that part yet. So they showed a little bit of Niles and Matilda. And Matilda was kind of...
Oh, they really teased the fuck out of us this episode.
Yeah, Matilda was kind of thinking about when she's going to come here. And she was saying to Niles that, I'm going to be by myself. You're going to probably go to work or something. I'm not going to have anybody. Your family's not going to be supportive. And I'm not going to have any of my family around me.
Yeah, there's it's gonna suck.
You know, support around her to carry on. But I don't know. She was right about all of it. And we've seen it all throughout 90 Day Seasons that this is exactly what happens. You bring somebody here. You have to go to work. The other person cannot drive, cannot do anything, and there's no support structure, you know, emotional support around you to carry you on. So
yeah,
a lot of them end up in a disaster. they want to go back. Like Tata wants to go back to Indonesia because she doesn't have anybody here. She wasn't too happy about that, you know. Everything's crashing down on Niles and Matilda. Most of it is Niles' fault. You should have known. I mean, how can you go on an overseas trip without a job, without money, without any of that? You know, financially, you have to be secure to say, okay, I'm going to go to Ghana and spend 2 weeks there with no money at all. I mean, how's that possible? What would you even think you'll be able to do that? Not only that, as a tourist, but you're also going to get married and they expect you to pay for this, you know, wedding. So you have no money at all, no job, no money, just the person that you fell in love with online and you're going to meet her for the first time and you want to get married. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Let's see, you know, I can't wait for Mr. Ark's reaction next episode. No.
Well,
last but not least, Faith and Lauren. So they were still upset about, you know, her, you know, when her friends told her that he was flirting with somebody, with one of the dancers.
I wish we saw it, but I kind of can imagine it based off of what the friends
said. So the next day, when they're clear head, you know, they're not drunk anymore from clubbing. He comes out, they go out to have coffee, whatever, or I don't know, some kind of a juice, fruit juice or something. And he says that, now I remember I wasn't flirting with a dancer. The story was that these two or three teenagers were walking by when they were outside of the club. Okay, there were no dancers outside the club. So these three kids walking by, one of the guys tells Lauren that she thinks her, you know, his friend, that she thinks that Lauren is cute.
Oh, this is not going well. Like, this is not going in the so, right direction.
Instead of Lauren, he's like, saying,
oh, I remember. Oh, it was nice, way worse, you know, than you thought it was.
Yeah, I'm not interested, you know. Yeah. You know.
I have a girlfriend.
He says, I put my hand, you know, on her cheek and said that you're very cute, but I'm engaged or something to that effect, you know. So that's what I did. I wasn't really flirting with the dancer. I was kind of touching this other stranger on the street.
Great.
Telling her that I wasn't interested in her.
Fantastic.
So at this point, Faith has no idea what to think anymore. This is like such a dead end for her. But at the same time, you know, she's kind of listening to her family too. Her sister, her older sister, had, you know, kind of tried to persuade her that, you know, this is, you know, he came all the way from another country and he wants to marry you. Then, you know, try the best you can.
Mm.
To forgive him and move on.
No. I think what she should do is either straight up leave him because he sucks, or just because he's clearly using her.
Right.
So use him back and insist on going to the States, because Faith has shown that she's like such a hard worker. She wants to like be able to provide for her family. Man. You know, she'd be able to employ herself immediately in the US when she got her working papers, and she would be able to make a lot more money here and provide for her family.
Right.
So like, that's a plus. So if she kind of took it as like, it's not really easy because she's also enduring a shitty relationship. Right. But if she kind of took it as like a transactional thing, I would say yes. But she's getting hurt by this. So I would say drop the guy. And I hate the way that he's constantly like, every 2 seconds he does something to hurt her. And he's like, you're putting so much pressure on her. She's not stupid. Like, she could see right through you. She keeps being like, I know that you just want to live here. Like, she's very at understanding what it is that you're, he thinks that he's so like, I don't know what the word is, but like, he thinks that he's doing such a good job of concealing his true motive,
right?
But he's not.
Right. I mean, It's tough. I mean, she's in a bad spot. She hasn't had anybody in her life outside of her family. I mean, she has
She
her
deserves a
friends,
lot
but
better than him.
I mean, what would you do? I mean, she doesn't
I'd
really
leave
have
him.
too many options.
He's not even giving much to her. He's like,
Right.
occasionally he'll robotically be like,
But look, he can fish, he can wash, he can carry
bruh.
stuff, he can drive a car, and all these things that he can do. He's like
I
multi-talented. He could do lots of stuff. Yeah, she's like really confused. She doesn't know what the hell to do. And he just like he has this, attitude that I can talk to anybody, flirt with anybody, and say whatever, and everything will be okay. But with that face, that it's frozen in time. He keeps saying he apologizes, but he doesn't really
That
make up
face
for
that's frozen in time.
He just has one face. He doesn't
He has
change.
one expression.
He's like Tata crying. That's like a face that is like, constantly crying. And Lauren is constantly smirking. These are the two faces that I remember.
Is that everyone?
Next on, I think we're gonna say goodbye to Brian for sure. And so we are left with Brian and Bozier are gone too. Like
I think
both of
we
them are out of the
might
picture.
also get rid of Joe, because since they introduced Joe and Magda later, tells me that they're well, it might not be, but
I think,
that tells me that their relationship might be shorter too.
I'm not sure. I think their situation is a bit complicated.
I know. We have actually, I checked Spotify and we have 9 followers. We have 9 listeners,
Applause, everybody.
and yes, I thought it was 4. We have
Once
9.
we make it to double digits, then
Yeah,
they're a big
baby,
deal.
unstoppable. I was gonna say, I think I might post a poll because you can post a poll on there.
Oh, yeah.
I think I might post a poll to see if those 9 people are interested in us covering Last Resort. A part of me does not want to. It's just too depressing.
I don't know if I want to see Gino and Jasmine again. Oh my God.
I love Jasmine, but it's just too depressing. Like I don't know.
I
I
know, it's just like
even watching it is like it's like making me upset because it's like they don't even actually have good therapists. It's really just like they're not helping them, and it's
yeah,
like
it's just for
watching
show.
someone suffer
They really have
actively is like
working on their problems, I promise you that.
it's really upsetting to watch. So a part of me is pretty, you know what? F the poll. We're not covering Last Resort.
We get some feedback.
We're not covering it. Sorry, 9 people.
All right.
If you want to comment on this episode and
Yeah,
tell us
leave us
what you
comments.
think, go for it.
Yeah.
But I feel like we should just probably just wrap up this season
Okay.
before the 90 days and then see where we're at.
Right, yeah. I mean, it hasn't, I
But
mean, this thing's gonna probably drag on for another month or so. This
yeah, we'll
was,
see.
what was it, episode 15? Last time we had how many episodes? 20
Like
something?
20 something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So probably another
Jinx.
7 episodes.
Yeah, at
We
the
keep
very
going
least.
until there's no couple left.
Last couple standing. That's what it should be
Exactly.
called.
I know.
Well, thanks for joining us, everyone. And we'll see you next week. We are staying consistent, so keep listening.
There you go.
Love you all. Kodafis.
What up, guys?
Hey.
Bye, bye, bye.
Thanks everyone for tuning in. Just a quick note, the opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and do not reflect those of our employers. Our content is for entertainment purposes only and are not meant to cause harm or encourage harassment. Please do not send hate or harass anyone that we discuss. That is not cute. That is not cool. Thank you for listening, and until next time.